In a computer, each byte of memory has a unique memory address. The figure in this box shows a conceptual example of a segment of computer memory. Each upper square represents a byte of memory. The question marks denote that we do not know what value is stored in these bytes. Each bottom rectangle represents a unique memory address, which corresponds to a byte in memory. We learned in the first chapter that the various C++ intrinsic types require different amounts of memory. Recall that in 32-bit Windows, a short variable is 2 bytes and a float variable is 4 bytes. The bottom figure shows how a variable var short of type short and a variable var float of type float would be stored in memory. Since these two variables require more than 1 byte apiece, they span over several bytes in the memory layout. That being the case, it is natural to ask what the address of var short and var float is. C++ considers the address of multi-byte types to be the address of the lowest byte the variable spans. Thus, from the bottom figure, the address of var short is 507, and the address of var float is 512.